A long time ago, in a forum far, far away. It is a dark time for the MP Forum. Although systematic chaos has been released, RIAA troops have driven the Prog forces from their hidden base and pursued them across the internet. Evading the dreaded RIAA lawsuit fleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Mike Portnoy has established a new secret base on the metal planet of Roadrunoff. The evil lord Lars Vader, obsessed with finding his bin-led symbols, has dispatched thousands of fake leaks into the far reaches of LimeWire.
Yes, once again, Podcast Nations rides the information superbike path into your ears via the medium of MP3. I am, as ever, your host, Neil McDougall, known to the MP Forum as Neil Mac, and we're here again with lots to talk about. Now, someone tells me there's some CD coming out from some long-haired, bearded-up rock and roll band. Systematic, something or other, that's probably Gash.
We'll be right back.
Yes, that was Constant Motion there by the mighty Dream Theater. I know. It's kind of dodgy playing copyrighted music on a free podcast. But we all downloaded the song, and pretty much everyone listening to the my dulcet tones talking to you right now no doubt already has both versions of Systematic Chaos already. So, no harm, no foul as far as I'm concerned. Please, don't sue me, Mike. Okay, thanks. Now, the album is indeed mighty. Starts pretty hot with Presence of Enemies, goes through a whole load of textures from the disco protest prog of Prophets of War to the a bit too Opeth Repentance, right the way back to the second part of Presence of Enemies and all its dark metal majesty. It's pretty rocking. Personal highlights for me are Enemies, Dark Eternal Night, got all of that big fucking fat outro riff. And I think Ministry of Lost Souls will grow on me big time as time goes on. I remember listening to that the first time and hearing that sort of, you know, the lead guitar outro and think some of those notes were kind of weird, you know, it was kind of going places I didn't expect it to, and then I kind of tuned into it as time went on. It's pretty cool. Reservations. Now, nothing's perfect, so it's only natural that somebody should have a few a few reservations about the album. I suppose at this stage in the game, I've got a few. Bear in mind, this is all my own opinion, and I'm making no attempt to say, this is fact, like a lot of jackasses do on the internet. I'm sure we've seen plenty of that from newbies on the forum in the days to come. My main gripe is probably with the mix. For my taste, the guitars are a shade too prominent in spots, as are Mike's vocals in Constant Motion and Dark Eternal Night. Now that second issue isn't as bad as, for example, Darren Malakian's vocals drowning out the lead vocals in the last couple of System of a Down CDs. But had I been the one at the board doing the mix, I'd have pulled Mike's vocals and some of John's guitars back a smidge, and maybe notched Jordan's keyboards up a bit in places. I'd probably have based the instrumental elements in the bass a bit more around the drums, and tried to really put the legendary Avatar Studios drum sound to good use, like In Absentia by Porcupine Tree. Now that's a fucking drum sound, and that amazing drum sound is absolutely key to the sound of that album. To put Mike's drumming in the background a bit, as it is on some of the parts of the mix of the album, feels a little bit like Mike hiding the light under a bushel. But overall, it's a great album, and I've been digging it a lot. Time will tell, really, where it stands against the other eight albums, though, but, you know, it's cool. I like it. You know, thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Now, moving swiftly on, I probably could have discussed it a little bit more, but you could always come back to it, you know. Some more comments and stuff, get some more stuff from you. I might even do a wee round table discussion with some friends or something, I don't know. Now, I want to talk to you about another album that came out over here in the UK on the same day as Systematic Chaos, Puzzle, by the mighty Biffy Clyro, a three-piece alt-rock, post-hardcore, what-the-fuck-ever kind of band from Ayrshire. The drummer and the bassist are from a town called Kilmarnock, which is like 10 minutes drive from my house, and it looks like with this album they're poised to take over the world, which is nice. Now, I've got some connections who have connections in the Biffy camp, so I was able to snag an advanced copy of the album a few weeks ago, and it really kicked my arse. There's some really, really great songs in there. The production's really good. It's by the same guy who did Rage Against Machine's first album and various other things. The performances are really good. It's a bit more straight ahead than the first three albums, but there's still some nice angular guitar and odd bits of odd time signature action to keep the musos kind of interested. If you like the Foo Fighters, Mars Volta, Muse, any good sort of melodic, modern hard rock kind of stuff, I definitely recommend checking the album out. Like I said, it should be out in the UK and Europe by the time you hear this, on 14th Floor Records. There's a special edition that comes with a DVD, a documentary kind of thing. Not as good as the one for Systematic Chaos, but not bad. And it comes out in the US in August on Roadrunner. I could see Biffy being huge in the States, so get on board quick before they become too cool for you underground music fans. In fact, fuck it. Seeing as we've already potentially incurred the wrath of the BPI and the RIAA by playing Constant Motion earlier on, let's play some Biffy as well, just to really piss them off. Here's the current UK radio single, Living Is a Problem, because everything dies.
Come on, baby, do you think it's good to feel like I'm lying here swimming in memories. I fear God because everything dies, babe. Got a gun in the back of my car. The spies of a good sense is making my eye twitch. I'm padding up all your consolation. I'm trying to call in a tie. Take my face to the inside of love. Nothing to eat but fingers in the backseat. Well, I met God and he had nothing to say to me.
That was, again, Living is a Problem Because Everything Dies by my fellow Ayrshireonians, Biffy Clyro. Their new album, Puzzle, is out in the UK right now. Comes out in August in the States. Go buy it, it's fucking great. Now, what else is coming out? Well, seeing as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band turned 40 last Friday, it may be pertinent to mention that the mighty Beatallica, those Beatles, Metallica, crossover kind of mashup band, they've got a proper full-length commercial CD coming out soon, July the 10th, I think, on a label called Uglier Records. Looks like it's mostly tracks that were recorded before the Garage Days Night and Beatallica EPs, but re-recorded with the new full band lineup, rather than having quote-unquote Kirk Hammettson playing everything with quote-unquote James Lenfield doing just the vocals. It'll be interesting to see how not having Kirk in the band anymore affects the execution of the Beatles-Metallica mashups, seeing as Kirk was the brains behind Beatallica in the first place, music-wise anyway. It should be fun to see the new stuff though. Anesthesia, I'm Only Sleeping, Cthulhu, He's So Heavy, and Helvester of Skelter, and Revolution. In fact, to get you lubed up for the release of Sergeant Hetfield's Motor Breath Pub Band, here's the title track in its original Garage Days Night EP form. Enjoy!
It was 20 years ago today. Motorhead taught this band to play. At first it was so out of style, but they guaranteed to raise a bail. So yes, we'll. You're such a lovely audience. We love to fuck your motor breath. We love to fuck you, yeah. Don't really wanna stop the show, but I thought you might like to know. James Henry's gonna sing a song, and he wants y'all to dress alone. So may I introduce to you the best like a thousand bears, Sergeant Hatfield's motor breath for band, yeah. Rainbow
Bear. Well, folks, it's been a music-tastic show this time around, and I'd like to thank you all for listening. To cap things off, we'll play another track from the new Biffy album. We're going to play another one of the radio singles. This one's called Saturday Superhouse. It's good. If you want to see the video, it's quite funny. It's on YouTube. Go watch it. It's also on the 14th Floor Records website, so we're not breaking any copyrights there. Thankfully, you know, one thing, it's not to break any copyrights. Fuck the IRA. Oh god, I get myself in trouble there. I nearly said IRA there. Get some pissed off Irish guys come to my door with some bombs. Oh god. Fuck the RIAA. Got it right. See? No terrorists, please, thank you. I'm not a Rangers fan. I'm not a Celtic fan either. Lots of references. Just totally going over everybody's heads. Like, eh, what's this guy talking about? This crazy British guy. What's he talking about? Real Celtic? Rangers? What the hell? Get on with it, you fucker. Okay. Here's Biffy. Saturday Superhouse. Really good. By DT. By Puzzle. By Sergeant Peppers. Sergeant Hatfield's. By Sergeant Peppers as well, if you've not got it. It's really good. By Sergeant Hatfield's Mortar Breath Pub Band. By DT. By Puzzle. By God, this show's finished. Here's Biffy. Good night.
All right.